UCSB doctoral student Charlene Macharia went on a hunger strike on Friday, March 8th, with 10 demands for UC and UCSB's administration that were presented at the Black Studies teach-in on March 7th. Macharia presented her demands in an email sent to several people in UCSB's administration a day after she started her hunger strike. Macharia stated her strike will, quote, continue for 7 days, until March 15th, or until the following 10 demands are met, end quote. The initial 7 demands Macharia addressed in her email included calling for a ceasefire and naming and recognizing the genocide of Palestinians in Gaza, to name and denounce the, quote, atrocities in Congo, Sudan, and Haiti, to support and create a task force including BIPOC, Black, Indigenous, and People of Color, queer and trans faculty and students, to make the Multicultural Center a safer space on campus, to oppose proposed UC policies that allow for censorship on websites and forms of communication, and to protect students in their forms of activism. Macharia continues off these 7 demands by explaining that she will not enter hunger strike until the previous demands are met, along with the next 3. The 3 demands she lists include UCSB's divestment from weapon manufacturing companies, divesting from the 30-meter telescope project led by Chancellor Yang that received controversy in building a telescope on land sacred to Indigenous Hawaiians, and renaming North Hall to Malcolm X Hall in commemoration of the 1968 North Hall takeover that led to the creation of the Black Studies Department. After listing the 10 commands, Macharia emphasizes the legitimacy of her protest as a means of standing up for, quote, lives of those the administration have chosen to marginalize by abiding by the white supremacist foundation of even our own educational system, end quote. She continues to criticize the administration's inaction and calls for love and empathy from everyone on campus while calling for the need for systematic change at UCSB and in the country. Macharia builds on her argument by refuting the potential accusations that will accumulate as she starts her hunger strike, including mental instability. She instead asserts her love for life and denies any intention of using this protest as a way to commit suicide. Macharia concludes her email by urging recipients to fulfill her demands as she plans to continue her hunger strike until her demands are met, stating, quote, please do the right thing. Please don't kill me, end quote. Macharia pointed out the administration's silence in her strike and sent another email on March 12th. She begins by acknowledging that typically during week 10, the Senate doesn't hold any meetings. However, she demands they call for a special meeting to introduce various resolutions in addressing her demands. The 3 resolutions she mentions include calling for a ceasefire and condemning the dehumanization of the Palestinian people, UCSB's divestment from weapon manufacturers, and divestment from the 30-meter telescope project. She adds she is able to gather a multitude of students who are willing to write these resolutions in a matter of hours if help is needed. She concludes her email saying these demands support Indigenous students and are possible with, quote, love, conviction, passion, and teamwork, end quote. On the 4th day of Macharia's strike, on March 13th, Professor Claudine Michel in the Department of Black Studies sent an email in response to address the administration. Professor Michel focuses on Macharia's, quote, determined spirit and her unwavering commitment as she stands up for wanting to see a world where every human being is valued and respected, end quote. She ends her email by a series of, quote, made this statements in order to encourage the administration to reflect on their role within their positions and the needs of the campus community. KCSB News reached out to the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, Margaret Clone, for comment. Her office declined to provide a statement due to the ongoing meetings regarding this issue, but said the administration is aware of the hunger strike and working on some of the issues Macharia's demands raise. KCSB also contacted UCSB spokesperson Kiki Reyes, who seconded the Office of Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs' response. Chancellor Yang did not respond to a request for comment. AS Senators Eric Carlson and Ming Zhang Jia drafted a resolution that addressed hunger strikers' demands from both Macharia and fourth-year student Maggie Madowski, who announced they would join their hunger strike. The senators stated, quote, the resolution is a product of compromise and is no way a perfect resolution, end quote. The resolution addresses most demands made by Macharia in her initial email. Some of these resolutions include imploring UCSB students to engage in guaranteeing the presence of compassion at UCSB, calls for stakeholders to come to a ceasefire agreement, and calls for an immediate distribution of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Additional resolutions were set in place in order to address instances of discrimination and intolerance on campus, collaborating with student representatives, and commitment to discuss demands in good faith, even if all demands cannot be met. However, within the resolutions, there is no mention of any divestment with UCSB. Masharia sent another email marking her seventh day of her hunger strike on Thursday last week. She begins by thanking those who have taken the time to read the list of 10 demands and for all the wishful and loving thoughts sent her way. She points out, despite none of the demands being met this week, she was contacted by Chancellor Yang, AS senators, and faculty members for possible negotiations and compromises for her demands. Masharia proposed that the only way forward is to, quote, take a few steps back together, explaining her realization that love is not just the end goal, but love is also the means, end quote. In continuation to, quote, make some more love, Masharia invited everyone to join her at the One Love event held last Friday in front of Stork Plaza to listen to the local reggae jazz band, The Rakaz, perform for 1 hour at 12 p.m., followed by an open mic with local artists and speakers. Madevsky sent an additional email addressing the AS Senate and their draft of the resolution last Friday. They state that they, along with other unnamed strikers, are, quote, disappointed in the blatantly surface-level measures the Senate has offered, as well as the lack of collaboration with strikers in writing these measures, end quote. Madevsky clarified the hunger strikers reject the resolution draft coming from a place to, quote, change the world for the better, and the hunger strikers will continue until the measure by the UCSB Senate and administration reflect the demands of the strike. In response to their email, AS Senators Eric Carlson, Jeff Adler, and Ming Zhang Jia met in order to discuss the resolution with input of other senators, not identified. They apologized for the inconvenience of asking the hunger strikers to respond within 24 hours to review the legislation. Senator Carlson then continues to highlight the resolving clauses regarding the allegations made by Masharia and other student groups towards the president and other student leaders' role in the deterioration of the campus climate. In response to this clause, the three senators created an action plan based on the input from Senator Adler, adamant on advancing the goals of the hunger strikers. The action plan details how the amendments will enact their good faith in addressing the resolution by inviting a board's committee unit stakeholder to initiate legislation during this upcoming spring quarter relating to the ensuing demands to the AS Senate. It also calls on AS staff to facilitate a meeting for AS executives, Senate leadership, and relevant stakeholders to discuss safer campus rhetoric and to call upon the Black Empowerment Committee to investigate the advanced issue of the deteriorating campus climate. Additionally, the resolution will establish that campus leaders have failed to prevent the emergence of hostility on campus. Senator Carlson ends his email by emphasizing that he and other senators do not speak on behalf of the Senate, and there is pending approval from 12 other senators to add and pass these amendments. As of yesterday, March 18th, there has been no new developments in passing resolutions to address strikers' demands. But KCSB News attended the One Love event that was mentioned earlier in Masharia's email sent on the seventh day of her strike. Performances on Friday range from the opening band, The Rakaz, to local artists performing songs that emphasize being together in difficult times. Here are some clips from the event. Love before you burn it out. You got so much to do in only so many hours in a day. But you know that when the truth is told, you can take what you want, or you can just get old.
That was a small clip of the duet between Zariah Seward-Landry and Nathi Tawardros performing Vienna by Billy Joel. Next is student Wiz as she performs Best Part by Daniel Caesar.
I just want to see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star.
Although there was a focus on pieces of music, this event also wanted to focus on addressing the crises that are faced around the world, including Palestine, Sudan, Congo, and Haiti. One person who spoke out was Professor Claudine Michelle in the Department of Black Studies. Here is what she had to say.
I asked Charlene if any faculty had spoken, and I guess not. They were here supporting, but I just wanted to say, to salute the students, to salute Charlene, to salute all the other hunger strikers, all the organizers. And my name is Claudine Michelle. I have 40 plus years association with UC Santa Barbara. I am originally from Haiti. Yes, Haiti is going through a hard time right now. And I was hired first as a lecturer here in Black Studies after doing my graduate school of education here. And I was hired by students. Students say this woman is not leaving, and they organize. Woo. So I have tried in all these years to serve students, and I just want to salute you. That's all. I'm not going to make a big, huge speech, but I heard your beautiful voices, the beautiful music, your message about love, radical love, revolutionary love, about not losing a day. Okay, life is not promise, and as human beings, we have responsibility to make this world a better place for others, okay? What's our purpose in life if we don't contribute to make things better for other fellow human beings? And education is power. Organizing is power. Togetherness is power. And always remember that, you know, wars, chaos, destruction, non-inclusion, death, suffering, fears, diminish all of us. Diminish all of us. Let us gather the love that we have inside us for the good of the collective to bring about social justice. And again, this is all about you all, students. You have led us on this campus. You were one of the first campuses after San Francisco State to you know, create a Black Studies department. The Asian American Studies department is one of the first ones, the first PhD program in Chicano Studies. The environmental movement that was created here. And really, you know, I honor you. You know, I'm humbled in front of, you know, the work that students have done at UC Santa Barbara. And considering the particular climate right there, I add my voice to say Free Palestine.
Free Palestine!
Thank you for listening. This is Ashley Sagat reporting with KCSB News.